Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Yes, it's time for Potawatomi Pals. I believe we've got Frida down at Radioactive on the line.
Morena.
Oh. We're so stoked, eh? First of all, massive congratulations.
Yes.
Landed the breakfast role. How does it feel?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. It's so much fun. I'm having a great time.
Isn't this
really, truly,
like, the best job in the whole world that you've ever had?
Yeah. Honestly, it's crazy. I'm still getting my head around the fact that I finish work at, like, 10:30.
Yeah,
and then it's like, what do I do now? It's like the whole day is ahead of me. It's crazy. I love it though. Honestly, it's the best job ever, truly.
Do you have any like random side quests you've been doing with so much, you know, kind of free time in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have about like 4-5 different jobs that are all incredibly random and
it's cost of living, right? We're all doing everything.
The side hustles are real.
It's so good.
Well, how long have you guys been breakfast hosting it up?
Gosh. Since July last year.
Ages now. Yep. July.
Yeah. Feels good. We haven't killed each other yet, eh?
Nah.
We have fun.
No, I'm just kidding. I love Rosetta. Yeah. She's the best. Anyway, so how's Radioactive? What's going on down there?
Oh my goodness. Good. It's been a crazy few months here in Pōneke, finishing off with like the most wild weekend of all time last weekend.
Cuba duper.
Have you guys ever gotten amongst Cuba duper? Have you ever Cuba duper'd it up?
Well, I'm from Pōneke originally, but it's been a really long time since I lived there. Throughout a March, I grew up going to Newtown Festival a lot, and I feel like I would have gone when I was quite little to Cuba Street Festival before it was Cuba Duper, but I actually don't know whether I've ever experienced Cuba Duper as it is, you know, in its full form now. I had mad FOMO. I was getting live updates from my dad the whole weekend about how awesome it was. Did you make it to Mokotron set?
I actually didn't. The line was, as I've been told, the line was apparently right around the block.
Yeah.
Into Valhalla. But no, I had my first ever stint at emceeing a stage.
Wow.
Which
cool.
was pretty crazy. And it was at the same time as Mokotron set. So I didn't make it. But I heard it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And Radioactive had a booth going on. Not booth. We took over Cuba Street Tavern.
Yes.
And I went and checked it out in between my sets. And there was like a party. It like spilled out onto the street as well. Someone had a tambourine and was like playing along with the music inside. So it was like the party was continuing outside as well as inside, as well as the courtyard on the other outside. It was a wild time. It was, honestly, I just feel so like, alive over Cuba Duper. I feel like the whole city just gets set on fire. It's just so exciting, yeah.
Hell yeah. It's such a special, special time. It looked like the Radioactive takeover of Cuba Street Tavern was going off. I saw some videos from Max's set, which looked amazing. Any musical highlights from the weekend, or is it just too hard to choose?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I love about Cuba Duper is there's so much abundance of discovery in terms of new artists coming through, seeing artists that you maybe haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. I had a great time watching Sleeping Village, who have been around for ages, but their set, I hadn't seen them play in a long time, and it was just a great time. Tahini Bikini, Wellington local band.
Oh, yeah.
They are just such a hoot and a half. Who else did I see? A whole bunch of things. Reiki Ruawai from Raglan.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great time. Brie Louise, whose tune we'll get into, but she's an up-and-coming Wellington artist who's just, like, got
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about Brie Louise from some Wellington friends, and I'm enjoying what I've heard. It's very cool. It's quite Revolver-esque.
Yeah, definitely.
And we love Revolver.
Yeah.
We do. So that's awesome. What's coming up? Is there anything on the horizon down there?
Hibernation mode.
Yeah. Recovery.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think that it's time I think it's evening out now. I think Cuba Duper is kind of like the final summer send off. Obviously we've got Easter weekend, but there's not really too much that goes on there, and then we all kind of go into our caves until we emerge again at some other point, I think.
Well, we chatted to the kind folks who were putting on Loomis Festival.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
That is looking super duper cool.
Oh yeah, that's when we'll re-emerge in the midwinter just to poke our heads out again and remind ourselves that we still got it.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Live music rocks, right?
Totally. And so, tell me about Tamaki Makaurau 95 BFM. How are you guys doing?
We're good. In little old Auckland.
We had a real busy March, eh? We had our B-Rave, which was real fun. Had a mean cunny cunny at that. And then we had a big Carhartt Whip Audio Archives collab. So we live streamed a whole day of radio, had live performances, invited the public into our lounge.
It was pretty buzzy.
That was pretty buzzy, but it was so much fun. And real cool to get some cameras set up. We did have to be video live streamed at 7 a.m., which was a little brutal.
It's jarring, to say the least.
But it was awesome. And hopefully more to come like that in the future. Plus a whole bunch of awesome live music. There's just been a huge run of shows and it doesn't stop. We had Strange Universe Autumn, and they've just announced Strange Universe Winter with Stereolab, Kate LeBon, Dry Cleaning, Cass McCombs,
huge,
and more across May and June. We've got this weekend Brett McKenzie's playing at the Hollywood Avondale. Mark William Lewis is coming, so it just it goes on and on.
We've
eh?
got Helmet. It's all go, like, up here. We also did Breakfast from a Cafe.
Oh yes, we did. That was fun.
Like 2 weeks back. Yeah, it was awesome. We did this like kind of, you know,
outside broadcast.
Yeah, it was insane. We had the lovely Hina playing for us.
Oh, gorgeous. She's just come out with a gorgeous new tune.
Yeah, Cuckoo, so good.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one. I did listen to that when it came out. I was so impressed. Loved it. Breakfast show from a cafe. What cafe is open that early for a breakfast show?
We're at the Tuesday Club.
Yeah, downtown. It's a real cool little space, and we had beautiful 8:30 coffee. Did all of our segments and interviews and such live. Yeah, it was fun.
I had a bacon and egg muffin, and it changed my life.
Mean.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So goodness. You've chosen a track for us, and we were talking a little bit about Brie Louise, and you said we'll get more into that. So tell us more. And you've chosen a Brie Louise track.
I have. Brie Louise is an artist that honestly I just feel like so excited about her artistry. So she plays the piano and also the trombone and also sings. And it's this beautiful, like, jazzy soul sound. She's just released a debut album called Brie Louise. It came out in February. And every time I see her perform live, like, I just get blown away by her voice. It's so exciting, I think, seeing an artist like this come through from Pornicky. And this tune in particular that I picked is just so groovy. And I think, like you say, it's kind of got that like Revolver-esque sound that I think is just so iconic to Wellington's kind of scene. It's just cool. It's cool tunes.
Yeah, you know this goes off at the Rogue, eh?
Oh, 100%. It's got that Ginger Fusion vibe.
Yep. Oh, my God. I love that stuff.
We've also chosen your track, yes. And we're really excited about this one. It's Hun Lynch.
Conan. It's the debut single from Hun Lynch, which is really exciting. I've seen Hannah play a couple of times up in Tamaki, opening for Vida, and then at the Noah Records Matariki gig that they put on last year. And she's just really cool. I've never seen her play solo, so I don't know if there's band stuff in the works, but it's a real unique sound, and I believe there's an album coming in April. April 24th, I think, is the release date for that one, and releasing via Noah Records, so really, really big fan of all the mahi that they're doing. They also just released a record from Haji Pahu a few weeks ago, so I think it's a big year ahead for Noah Records and for Hun Lynch.
Awesome, and to have an album on the way as well is so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super exciting.
I'm pumped.
It's going to be cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Frida. And we're just stoked for you. You know?
So nice to have some freaking epic wahine running the breakfast shows, eh?
Amen. Amen.
Well, it was so lovely. Yep.
It's so nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
And, look forward to chatting again later down the line.
Yeah. Hara. Thanks, Frida. Ka kite.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Alrighty, we're going to listen to Brie Louise Mitzi featuring Leji as chosen by Frida from Radioactive down in Te Whanganui a Tara.
Misty morning on the driver's side, I never wanna leave you behind.